Hey, not too bad. High school season's officially wrapped up, and now just working on stuff to get through the summer till the fall.
How much satisfaction do you have? I don't even want to call it relief, but you know, knowing that you've covered the entire high school season, you know, you get to debrief a little bit at least and take a little bit of a breather. But is there any satisfaction, Brian, that comes with covering the entire high school season and then being able to say that you've got the season down and then you're looking forward to getting back at it in the fall?
Yeah, it's always nice to, you know, to get through a year and, you know, kind of look back on, you know, what you got to see and just take some time to try to relax a little bit. And then obviously though, you know, these athletes around here, you know, they don't really stop working in the summer. They kind of keep going with workouts and practices and scrimmages and things like that. But a little bit of a break, it's not as obviously not as intense as, you know, once the fall rolls around and games are in full swing.
And it's weird because the way that I look at sports, and I don't know if you kind of look at it this way too, but just the way that you do your job is essentially based on the school year. And it's kind of weird, you know, obviously we have the Wahoos going on throughout the rest of the summer. We've got some other sporting events that we have going in Pensacola throughout the summertime. But a lot of what we do, whether it be you and covering it for the newspaper and writing, Brian, or even me, I just from covering the sports seasons tend to follow that school type of calendar where July and August things start really getting going and then May and June they really start calming down a little bit. I find it weird that it works out that way. But what is one thing that you enjoyed the most covering this year, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, softball, whatever it was?
You know, I'd say definitely I'd have to put, you know, the girls' weightlifting team at Navarre, you know, winning the state championship. And then, you know, getting to see the Pace baseball and softball teams, you know, both get to go to state. Obviously didn't end the way they wanted it to their seasons, but still just to be there and see them play on that big stage was pretty cool to witness.
So unfortunately, the Pace softball team lost in a heartbreaker in the semifinal. It didn't quite end the way that either the Pace baseball team or the softball team wanted it to. But is there anything that I guess stood out from your time covering the ladies in terms of playing their softball season? And did they feel a sense of obviously disappointment, but some accomplishment as well of making it as far as they did? Because as big of a state as Florida is, I mean, it definitely is tough to make it, regardless of the state you're in, and to a state final or a state semifinal.
Yeah, you know, this softball team at Pace, you know, they were really determined to get back to state this year and win it after losing in the semifinals a year ago. And, they were so close to at least getting to that championship game. And, you know, it was surprising that, you know, Pace wasn't able to get any hits, you know, or, you know, any big hits like they typically do as they have all season. You know, I think they had like nine players going into the semifinal that had, you know, at least 20 hits on the year. And then of course, Jaden Huebner, the pitcher, she pitched another great game. It's just that one tough play in the eighth inning where the bunt got laid down and, you know, Melbourne was able to make a play on it, but still, you know, I think it obviously hurts Pace to lose in the state semifinal and not get to play for a championship. But I think in time, you know, the girls seem to feel like, you know, in time they'll realize how special it was to get to go not just once, but, you know, back-to-back years and play in state semifinal.
So I think this whole deal with, obviously, Navarre struggled a little bit on the baseball side of things, but what is the latest that you're hearing in regards to them seeking a new football, a new baseball coach? Is this something that you think is just based on the poor season? Is this something maybe that just wasn't working out and they agree to go their separate ways? How exactly do you think the situation has kind of played out?
You know, the coach mentioned, you know, wanting to spend more time with family is the reason. But I think, you know, the tough season kind of played a part in it, you know, only winning five games. And, you know, they played a lot of close games. They just didn't win some of those, you know, win a lot of those games. And, you know, there was some friction there with certain players and just dealing with the coach. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of happy that he isn't no longer the coach. You know, I mean, he was always a good guy to me. I mean, always talked, you know, win or lose. But I think the fact that this season was so tough had a lot to do with when it ended up happening with him deciding to step down. And, you know, there's definitely talent in Navarre to have a great baseball program. They've had one before when, you know, Michael Stanley and Matt Cronin were playing. So I think that it's got to find that right coach. The athletic director, Scott Murphy, he stepped in the last time they needed a coach back in 2015, I believe. But he joked that he's definitely not going to take the job this time. Mm. I think within a couple weeks they should have a new coach in place and then they'll just kind of hopefully build the program back up.
Yeah, there we go. Obviously a little bit of a tough task. Whoever's going to be taking things over at Navarre. Real quick, I want to jump to the Wahoos, and then I want to ask you about this Josh Allen feature story that you got. So the Wahoos' struggles have kind of continued going into the series. They get the win yesterday, but is there anything that you've seen over the course of that homestand last week that they need to address? Obviously, with minor league baseball, it's so difficult, Brian, as you know, with the players moving up and players coming down and all the different roster changes that you may have, but Yuri Perez really looks like the real deal. Griffin Conine has been really good, and you've got a number of others who are contributing, but what needs to happen for them to come together and have both the pitching and the hitting side of things work together at the same time?
You know, I think it's just a matter of just continuing to, you know, play ball every day and, you know, try to make improvements. You know, the game last night, you know, they struggled early, gave up 3 runs, you know, that they weren't really hitting the ball. And then they finally got going, you know, got some runs across and, you know, they ended up winning it. And Troy Johnston and Griffin Conine both had great games and the pitching really settled down after that first inning. I think it's just a matter of just trying to go at every game. I mean, these guys know that it's a long season and that the baseball is such a game of failure. And, you know, you just got to take the ups and downs and try to keep pushing through. And I mean, this team getting that win last night was huge. And, you know, hopefully they'll keep the offense going and, you know, keep getting great pitching and, you know, they can make a run here. They're still right in the mix for that first half South Division championship. And, you know, with 3 weeks to go. And I think if this team plays the way they did last night, you know, finding a way to gut out a win, they're going to be in good shape to take that first half and, you know, be in the playoffs.
Absolutely, yes. Still plenty of time, as is the baseball season. You know, things start out and you might have a bad start or whatever, and then you fix things and you get rolling from there. So you got this story in the Navarre Press and on NavarrePress.com about Josh Allen a little bit, and his the headline is, "Once facing an uncertain future, Josh Allen has left no doubt he's a track star." What goes into his story and what made you want to write about Josh, Brian?
So Josh was one of those guys, funny enough, I had kind of forgotten about, you know, because sometimes guys go off to college from Navarre and, you know, you don't hear about them, but they end up playing at a school. You just didn't know it until, you know, you see something online or hear from someone. And Josh, his senior year of high school in football, he had an enlarged spleen and liver, and so he couldn't play football. And then track, you know, he was set to go in track, and then COVID happened, so the pandemic shut the season down. And he was planning to just go to school and just be a student, and then he ended up finding this small school in Texas, the Southwest Assemblies of God, and in a really small town in Texas, and he ended up turning into a pretty good track athlete, both indoor and outdoor. He went to nationals in both this past season, and he's really found himself on the track and, you know, really turned into a great story, you know, for a guy who once wasn't sure if he'd even get to do sports again because of the way his senior year went. But it's cool to see Josh have success, and I'm sure with 2 more years left in school, he's going to continue to be a great track star at the NAIA level.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I appreciate the time as always. You have a good rest of the weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot, Drew.